Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
And hello, welcome in. Friday edition of the Hoosier Report live here on the Big X Sports Radio. So much to talk about. IU coming out of a Big Ten victory last night at home over Illinois. It was a slow start for the Hoosiers, and we kind of expected that. We talked about that some yesterday because it's almost like it's a theme of this team. They don't get out of the gate quickly, which does concern me for some of the Big Ten games that are coming up for this team, especially on the road. But Indiana was able to battle back, tied things up after being down as much as 11 points in the first half. They tied things up going into halftime. And from there, it wasn't by any stretch a dominant second half for Indiana, but they built an 8-point lead. I think Illinois trimmed it down to 4 points one time. It was 6 points, a great portion of the half. But Indiana would go on to look pretty steady in the second half and record their third Big Ten victory. Now 3-0 in conference play is this Indiana team with a 73-65 win over Illinois last night in Big Ten action. Romeo Langford, the star of the game for Indiana, we're going to talk a lot about that today as well. He set his new career high mark with 28 points. Most importantly, he was 8 of 13 from the floor. He logged 37 minutes, and he got to the free throw line, which he is absolutely excellent at driving, either finishing to get the point, and the free throw, or missing but getting fouled and going to the line for two. And when he got to the free throw line last night, this was a big difference in his point total. He was able to connect on a great percentage of his free throws. He was 11 of 15 from the line last night for IU to lead the way. And what he called in the post-game press conference, and I would agree with him, perhaps his best all-around game, not just in point production for IU, but on the defensive end of the floor as well. And it's very clear that with Rob Phinisee out, and although I think him being out really hurts Indiana, Romeo's going to have the ball in his hands a lot more than what he previously has. So that could lead to some good opportunities for him that could help shape this team in this Big Ten portion of the season as well. A lot about IU today, obviously, with the win last night over Illinois. We can't forget that later tonight is New Albany-Jeffersonville, one of the great traditional rivalries of high school basketball in the state of Indiana. And today we're going to talk with both head coaches. I'll tell you our lineup here in just a few moments. But lots of excitement about that game. Tickets were available last night at New Albany High School. Tickets are going to be available today throughout the school day at Jeffersonville as well. You can drop by and buy a ticket in advance tonight so you don't have to wait in line. Tickets on sale in the athletic office at Jeffersonville High School starting at 8 a.m. this morning, and they will be there selling tickets until 3 o'clock this afternoon. So if you're planning to go to William S. Johnson Arena tonight for the big high school game in the area, might be a wise idea if you can to get to Jeff or send somebody to Jeff and get your tickets in advance. It should be a great crowd. I think everybody hoping and thinking it'll be a sellout tonight, and we'll talk a lot about that game in our show today. Let's take a look at the guest lineup. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Segment one, we'll have our Hoosier headlines, our news of the day on Southern Indiana sports, and of course IU presented by Hoopster Sports Grill. We'll talk a lot about last night's game in our headlines today and a couple Big Ten notes as well. Also, later in the program, segment two, Jared Morris of the Assembly Call is with me, presented by Coffee Crossing. With Jared, we will review last night's win for Indiana. And of course, it's a quick turnaround because Indiana heads to Michigan very soon for that Sunday big challenge on the road against a very good Wolverines and highly ranked Michigan team as well. So we'll talk both of those IU basketball subjects with Jared when he's with us today. Then the second half of the show, we're going to have all kinds of info directly from the head coaches about tonight's New Albany at Jeffersonville game. Segment three, Joe Luce, the coach of Jeff, will join me for a game day chat about his team and how he feels about the Red Devils heading into this rivalry game tonight. Later in the hour, Jim Shannon, the coach of New Albany, he'll be with us to close things out today. We'll get a firsthand review of the Bulldogs as they head in to the big game, the rivalry game tonight at Jeffersonville. That's the guest lineup. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, and you'll receive $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's take a look at our Hoosier headlines today. A summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. And we got to start with the IU game last night, mentioning Romeo Langford, career high 28 points, and how well he shot it from the free throw line last night. How about this? Three Big Ten games in the book for IU, and the freshman is averaging 21.7 points, shooting 56.4% from the field, averaging 35.7 minutes and 5 rebounds, 1.7 assists, and is 17 of 21 from the free throw line, which is 81.7%. That's in three Big Ten games, what Romeo is bringing to the table for this Indiana team. No question that, you know, in those first two Big Ten games are tucked in the middle of the non-conference schedule, so it's hard to sit here and say that, oh yeah, Romeo has elevated his game specifically for Big Ten conference games. But on paper, that's what it does look like, and we'll see if that is able to continue with Indiana having some very, very tough games, including a number of games on the road here over the next couple of weeks. But Romeo Langford last night doing some great things. He had 10 straight points, and again, I thought I had a moment watching him in high school again last night to open the second half, but he had 10 straight points for Indiana, their first 10 points out of halftime, which was important because after Indiana battled back in the first half to tie things up at 32-all at halftime, coming out of the locker room, making sure Indiana didn't get off to another slow start in the second half of the game, Romeo made sure personally that that didn't happen, driving to the basket, knocking down some shots, getting to the free throw line for Indiana's first 10 points of the half. So he's by far last night the standout, but you've got to give credit, and this is something that we always talk about, consistency. It's just a matter of on what level of consistency, what type of production of consistency you're going to get from Juwan Morgan. A game ago, he had the triple-double, which is only the second in the history of IU men's basketball. Last night, a double-double, hit 6 double-double of the season, which is amazing. He had 15 points, 10 rebounds. He added 4 steals and 1 block, played 36 minutes for Indiana last night. But he is just absolutely steady and has been each and every game for this Indiana team. 6 double-doubles, a triple-double this season. I think Juwan Morgan is doing or maybe even surpassing what we all thought he would bring to the table for this team when the season arrived, when he announced that he was coming back and obviously not going to go the professional route when he experimented, tested that out here over the offseason. And the other thing about Indiana, I think last night really highlighted how solid and how good Robert Phinisee, just a freshman, has become for this team. It was the second game that he missed, and it looks like he's going to miss the Michigan game, which I think is very tough for Indiana, especially to not have him in a big game on the road like that. But I think it exposed this team how important he's been. He's someone that's steady. He doesn't turn the ball over much. He can pass and move the ball well. He does find a way to score points as well. Now, Romeo did have the ball in his hands last night, which could be a good thing as well without Rob Phinisee in the game, but I still think you got to have Rob Phinisee in there for some of these big upcoming conference games as he's in concussion protocol, trying to get back from a concussion injury and rejoin the team. He has been practicing, it sounds like. Archie Miller did say last night after the game that he was, quote, doubtful for the Michigan game today. But he's been doing some cardio work, some shooting, some things in practice, or at least while the team is practicing, which is encouraging that this isn't going to be some sort of crazy severe concussion like what Race Thompson is still experiencing, apparently, because he's been out forever. I mean, since the very beginning of the season, basically, he's on the bench now, but in street clothes, and it doesn't look like there's been much activity with him, even in practices and away from the game. So I did think that Fennessy last night, him not being in the game, showed that what he's been able to do, and it's amazing as a freshman how important I think he's become to this team. And then, of course, one other negative you've got to bring up last night is Devontae Green. He had the gold practice jersey and obviously had been playing well, had been doing fairly good in some games statistically. Not a good evening for him on a night where he really could have been used with Fennessy out of the game to step up and help from that end of things. So overall, Indiana gets a Big Ten Conference win. It definitely wasn't a powerful win for Indiana. They didn't flex their muscles on their way to a win over a lackluster Illinois team that's been struggling, but they did get it together after a slow start and able to record the victory, and now all of the attention goes on Michigan. And speaking of Michigan, right now you've got Michigan State is 3-0 in the Big Ten, Ohio State 2-0, Indiana 3-0 after the game last night, Michigan is 3-0 as well. But I saw Alex Bozich tweet this: by Sunday evening after the IU-Michigan game, there will be just two Big Ten teams that are not undefeated, even in this early season with, you know, records of 4-0, 3-0, things like that, because Michigan State, they play at Ohio State. Those are two undefeated teams that play on Saturday, so a big game in the conference for this early part of the year on Saturday, and a big game on Sunday, obviously. Indiana is at Michigan, both of those teams 3-0. So we'll go from four undefeated teams in a real early start of the conference to two undefeated teams by Sunday night. I'm always interested how long somebody can make a run at it and stay undefeated, which is very, very difficult to do over the course of a number of weeks or the first month of the season. If I was a betting man, I would say Michigan has the best opportunity too. As I said yesterday, I think they would likely be a Final Four team if you polled a lot of the college basketball analysts about that right now. So a tough game coming up where Indiana, especially without Rob Fennessy, will really find out where they are at in this early Big Ten season as they head to Michigan 3-0 after the win last night. That's a look at the headlines presented by Hoopsters Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill with fresh made-to-order food, a great selection of craft brews, and the best sports atmosphere around. Hoopsters has karaoke and a DJ on Friday nights and a live band on Saturday nights as well. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. And Hoopsters will be the place to be tonight after the New Albany-Jeffersonville game. It's kind of become the annual party for fans and former cheerleaders and former basketball players of both Jeff and New Albany. You've got to be 21 or older to get in. And, of course, the crowd, I'm sure, will start arriving for that portion of the evening shortly after the New Albany-Jeffersonville game concludes. Special today, 8-ounce fresh cod fish or fresh cod bites. It's only $5.99 on this Friday. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Jared Morris of the Assembly Call. We'll recap last night's IU-Illinois game. We'll talk about Romeo's big night. We'll also, later in the program, talk with both head coaches, Joe Luce of Jeffersonville, Jim Shannon of New Albany, as we preview this big rivalry game tonight, which, by the way, will be aired right here live on the Big X Sports Radio starting about 7:05 with Lee Kelly on the call. We'll head to a break. We'll come back with more. It's a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
All right, we're back on this Friday edition of the program. Jared Morris is with me. We're going to recap last night's IU victory over Illinois. The Hoosiers are 3-0, and Romeo records a career-high 28 points in the win for the Hoosiers. This segment each Friday is presented by Coffee Crossing. And Jared, I hope that you had a great Christmas, a great New Year. It's great to have you back with us on Fridays talking IU basketball.
I did, and it's good to be back. That was a long layoff without basketball, so I think everyone was ready for that game last night, and happy to have Big Ten play back. It's going to be a fun couple of months.
I've got to give you some credit. You're one of my follows on Twitter when it comes to IU basketball. And I tell you what, you were right on the money. You predicted a big night out of Romeo. I have no idea what in the world made you feel that this would be the game where he set a new career record, got above, I think, what had previously been his high-scoring mark of 22 points. I think you said maybe he'd get in the 30s. He didn't quite get that far, but he got pretty close. But you felt a big performance coming for Romeo last night in the game.
I did, and if he had just made that little bunny layup and hit one more free throw, he would have been right on 31 that I predicted. It looked like a game where Indiana was really going to need him to take over and where the opportunities would be there because of how Illinois likes to play. You know, they play that kind of pressure defense where they're really denying, passes. And without Rob Phinisee in there, you know, as much as Devontae Green has, you know, kind of showed some positive signs over the previous few games, it didn't feel like a game that was particularly well suited to what his strengths are, knowing that he was going to probably need to play 30 to 35 minutes as, you know, in the lead guard position, which is what he did. And, you know, I thought he struggled, and was really kind of in between at times, you know, trying to be patient. But then that really kind of, you know, led the offense nowhere. But then at other times he would try to be aggressive, but he really wasn't able to make any of his shots. So he just kind of struggled to get into a flow. And Indiana's offense really was unlocked when they just put the ball in Romeo's hands. You know, because of the way that Illinois overplays, because of the way that they foul, it seemed like the kind of game where Romeo would be able to do the two things he does best, which is get downhill and go to the basket and get to the free throw line. And that's exactly what he did, and Indiana really needed that. You know, the stretch late in the first half and then at the beginning of the second half where he took over, that's where Indiana won the game. And you know, he really put, you know, his full arsenal on display, even made a three-pointer during that stretch. I certainly think that as long as Rob Phinisee is out, you know, we may see more offense like that where it's just, you know, give the ball to Romeo, set some ball screens for him, and let him kind of create and let everything flow from there. Last night it really worked. And, hopefully we see more of that on Sunday against Michigan, because I think Indiana's going to need it if they're going to go up there to Ann Arbor and have a chance to win.
You know, Jared, there would be some fans, Romeo fans specifically, that would tell you Rob Phinisee or not, they would like to see the ball in Romeo's hands more to set the offense. What are your thoughts, even when Rob returns? And it sounds like that he won't be back for Sunday, but it does sound like there is an end to all this, and it's not some crazy severe concussion like what Race Thompson has, and that he's going to miss a month or some serious amount of time, although missing two Big Ten games and the way this conference is shaping up is a big deal. Your thoughts on should Romeo maybe – have the ball more to key the offense, or have the ball in his hands when IU has the possession?
I think Romeo getting the ball in his hands more was always inevitable. I mean, I don't think there was any way that this season was going to unfold and that wasn't going to be a bigger part of the offense. He's too talented. He's too good at it. And so, you know, I think, you know, if you're Archie Miller, you maybe don't necessarily want to make that the focal point right away, because you're trying to install, you know, a coherent offensive system, and you need to have some things that you can fall back on, you know, if Romeo has to miss time or he's struggling or whatever. And obviously you also have a guy in Juwan Morgan who is a great offensive anchor that you can run things to. And that's an incredible luxury that Indiana has to have those two guys, because even though the offense has been disjointed and they go through struggles, I mean, you're almost always, no matter what, you know, defensive style you're going up against, you're almost always going to be able to play through one of those guys. Last night it was Romeo. Obviously, other games like the Butler game, it was Juwan. But I think, you know, probably the single best thing that Indiana does offensively is when Juwan has a mismatch down low and he can just dominate his man and just load up on, you know, on easy twos. But the next best thing, and what could end up being the best thing, is Romeo with the ball in his hand, playing off ball screens, attacking the basket, and creating for himself and others. And so, you know, especially with Rob out and, you know, with some of the better team defenses that Indiana is going to play in the Big Ten, I just don't think there's any way that that doesn't become more a part of it. And when you put Romeo and Juwan together, you know, in ball screen actions, which we saw last night, you know, good luck defending that if you're the defense. So obviously Indiana's going to be well scouted, and, you know, teams are going to have ways to defend that, and Indiana's going to have to counter, and guys are going to have to step up and make shots, and Justin Smith's going to need to make smart cuts and be able to finish around the basket. But I do expect to see a lot more of Romeo with the ball in his hands because, you know, when it gets tight, and a lot of these Big Ten games are going to get tight, you've got to rely on, you know, your best players making plays, and Romeo is clearly that.
Jared, what is up with this team and slow starts? Last night it was another slow start by the Hoosiers. They did battle back and were able to even things out by halftime. And then, of course, Romeo with 10 straight points, or 10 back-to-back points for the Hoosiers at least, to help Indiana break that tie and take a lead, which they would never surrender in the second half of the game. But what's up with the slow starts? I guess I would get last night because the team had been off for so long with the Christmas, the holiday break. But this has almost become a theme of this team, which it's good they're able to battle back and still win most of those games. But it's scary when you think of getting off to a slow start Sunday at Michigan or coming up on the road at Purdue and in some of the other Big Ten games that are forthcoming.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, Indiana's playing with fire doing that, and at some point it's really going to bite them. You know, Archie joked in the press conference last night, you know, what, is it becoming a habit? And, you know, obviously recognizing that it is. And he, you know, even on the pregame show with Fish, you know, mentioned how they've had that issue and was a little bit worried about them starting slow. You're right that last night is easier to explain because of the layoff, and because, and Juwan even mentioned this in the postgame, that, you know, just because of the different way that Illinois defends, it can take a little while to adjust to that. Of course, you know, Indiana started out slow defensively last night too, and that shouldn't necessarily be as affected by the way that you're being defended. So I don't know exactly what it is that is causing it. I think, you know, one thing could be that you have a lot of guys right now that know that they're going to be playing 32, 34, 36, 37 minutes, you know, in Romeo and Juwan's case, because of the injuries and because, frankly, a lot of the guys on the bench just aren't being productive when they get in there. I mean, last night Indiana had, you know, six guys and, you know, got a couple of baskets from Deron Davis, and that was it. You know, Evan Fitzner's struggling. Demezi Anderson at this point isn't ready to really contribute consistently. And so if you know you're going to play that many minutes, you know, it might be something where you kind of feel like you need to pace yourself a little bit at the beginning. I don't know. I'm, you know, kind of searching for answers. But I do know that it's something Indiana is going to need to get fixed. And maybe it's going to take, you know, starting out slow and never actually being able to make that lead up for them to snap out of that comfort zone where they can ease into the game and know that they can always come back. Because, you know, look, they keep doing it and they keep winning. And it's probably just human nature to think, hey, you know, we got this, you know, no matter how they start the game. But certainly that's going to bite them at some point. And I hope it's not a lesson that they have to learn the hard way. But based on what we've seen over, you know, the last few weeks, it may be.
We're talking with Jared Morris of the Assembly Call. Don't forget you can hear the Assembly Call IU postgame show at the conclusion of the IU network coverage of each Hoosier game here on the Big X Sports Radio, including last night after the win over Illinois. One player that I want to talk about, and I'm curious to get your read on, is Justin Smith. I thought he was a bright spot last night. He's good rebounding the basketball, and I think I saw you tweet out that if you look at Big Ten stats through this point of the season, he's in the top, what is it, 10 offensive rebounders in the conference? I know we're very early
he's
on.
He's number one.
Number
exactly.
One.
In the,
wow.
In only Big Ten play, he's number one. Now, it's skewed a little bit because it's only three
sure,
games.
Sure, sure.
But, you know, still a great sign.
That's impressive, and I think that that adds something to IU for sure. And there have been times when not everyone has been high on him, especially early in the year, but I think he's really started to find his groove and find a niche for this team. Do you agree?
No question. You know, he's a guy who, you know, came out pretty well at the start last year and then really kind of hit the skids, and then we saw him improve after Christmas. And, you know, I think, you know, he maybe he's a guy that starts a little slow into seasons. You know, I don't know. But, you know, he obviously struggled, you know, to start this year. And I think what he's done over the last few games is really just focus on the things that he does well and play within himself. Because, you know, when he has struggled, and I think the reason why his play has drawn the ire of so many fans is because, you know, his mistakes have been so obvious. You know, he's made really bad turnovers. He's missed, you know, kind of plays close in. He's let his offense affect his defense sometimes and maybe not sprinted back down in transition because he had a bad play on offense. And fans really noticed those things. And so I think what he's done is he's reduced some of those bad turnovers because he's not trying to, you know, force offense off the dribble. He's, you know, doing more things like getting offensive rebounds, getting putbacks, getting his offense in transition and finding his way to get, 8 to 10 points that way. And he's really focusing on doing what he does best, which is play defense. He does so many little things on defense in the pack line that are essential for the defense to work. He's a versatile defender. He's an active defender. He's getting more steals. He's getting more blocks, and he's rock solid, and that stuff doesn't always show up in the highlights. It doesn't always show up in the box score, but he's so important because of that. And so without, the glaring mistakes to kind of overshadow some of those other things that he does well, I think people are starting to recognize, the things that he does bring to the table, and he's just not taking as many things off the table with those mistakes. So, I think we had this vision of him coming into the season that he could become the third consistent scorer, and be a guy who would score 12 to 13 points a game. That may not be him. He may settle into more being a guy who gets 8 to 10 points a game, but that's okay because Romeo and Juwan can handle a lot of the scoring. But what they need is a reliable third guy that's always going to be out there defending, that's going to be active, that's going to be, getting points in transition where Indiana really, really struggles. And Justin's been doing that. And if he can continue doing that, he's going to be that reliable third guy, even if you wouldn't necessarily call him a scorer, per se.
Jared Morris of the Assembly Call, our guest. This segment is presented by Coffee Crossing. Let's close with this. IU now goes to Michigan on Sunday, and it's a game that over that layoff where Indiana was inactive, Illinois could be a game. It's a Big Ten game, so it does really matter. But everybody was kind of looking ahead to the Sunday game at Michigan because we know Michigan is really good, and it's going to be a really big challenge for Indiana, especially without Rob Phinisee, who, according to Archie Miller, will likely not play in that game on Sunday. But give us a rundown on what you expect and what you think about that matchup when you think ahead to Sunday.
Well, it's obviously a really tough matchup being on the road, and just the way that Michigan plays. I mean, you always think of John Beilein teams as being great offensively. This is a Michigan team that's led by its defense. They're, I think, number two in adjusted defensive efficiency. They've got a terrific defensive guard in Xavier Simpson, who is going to make life really tough on Devontae Green. And so I think you're really going to feel the loss of Rob Phinisee in this game. And so I think, what Indiana's going to need to do, Michigan has a good interior defender in John Teske. And so I think you're probably going to see Juwan play a little bit more outside, try and pull him away from the basket. I think you're going to have to put the ball in Romeo's hands, and he's going to have a tough defender on him, probably in Charles Matthews. But I think you're going to have to let him create. I think, probably Juwan's going to need to shoot like he did against Butler for Indiana to have a chance, because I think he'll get opportunities to get shots. And then, probably someone else is going to have to step up and, maybe knock down three or four threes, whether that's Devontae Green or whether that's Evan Fitzner coming in or Al Durham. In games like these, if you're going to go in and play better than expected and have a chance to win, you're probably going to need an unexpected contribution from somebody. And then Indiana's going to have to rely on its solid defense to keep them in the game. So, I'm actually somewhat optimistic that Indiana will be able to make this a competitive game, just because, they've got that defense that can keep them in the game. But I worry about them being able to do enough offensively throughout the 40 minutes to actually be able to win it. It's a huge opportunity for Indiana. They're not expected to win, but if they do, it'll be a victory that'll really anchor their NCAA tournament resume. But it's going to be a really tall task to go in there and do that without Rob Phinisee.
All right, you've been really good at your Romeo predictions. You got a prediction for the game Sunday?
I try only to make those predictions when I really have kind of a gut feeling.
I know, I'm just giving you a hard time.
This is going to be an interesting game for Romeo. If you told me that Romeo went, 4 of 11 and only scored maybe 9 or 10 points, I wouldn't be shocked, because Michigan's defense is that good, and Charles Matthews is going to be a tough matchup for him. So I think this is a big opportunity for Romeo to show that he's, kind of put the Duke game behind him and is ready against an elite level individual defender, to stand toe to toe. And if he can go in there and get 17, 18, 19 points, be relatively efficient, that'll be a really good sign for him and, you know, obviously for Indiana having a chance to win the game.
Jared Morris of the Assembly Call, presented by Coffee Crossing each Friday. When you're looking for great coffee in downtown New Albany, don't forget about Coffee Crossing's sister company. It's 410 Bakery and Cafe. They have great coffee, great bread, and great pastries as well. Now serving breakfast and lunch at 410 Bakery and Cafe in downtown New Albany. Jared, as always, thanks. Great to reconnect after a bit of a break on the holidays, and we'll talk with you again very soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Matt.
We'll head to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll dig in to the big rivalry game in high school basketball tonight. New Albany at Jeffersonville. Tickets still available if you go to Jeff High School, the athletic department entrance, from 8 this morning until 3 this afternoon. You can go ahead and get your $5 ticket, so you've got a guaranteed seat into this rivalry game tonight. And when we come back after the commercial break, I'll be joined by Jeffersonville coach Joe Luce. We'll get the day of preview from the Red Devils coach, and then we'll follow that up in the final segment with Jim Shannon of New Albany. Lots of New Albany Jeff talk coming up next on this Friday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back on this Friday show. Big game tonight. High school basketball, the King in Southern Indiana, New Albany at Jeffersonville. A great crowd, if not a sold-out crowd, expected at William S. Johnson Arena. We were supposed to connect first with Jeffersonville coach Joe Luce. Apparently, he must be deep in study about tonight's rivalry game. We were unable to connect with him, so we're going to jump ahead. We'll see if we can get Coach Luce briefly at the end of the program. But Jim Shannon, the New Albany coach, is with us on the Hoosier Report. Coach, it's always a big game. It's always a great series when these two hook up. Historically, New Albany has had the better of Jeffersonville in some of the recent matchups. What has been your message to your team this week as the Bulldogs look to continue their success against Jeffersonville?
Well, Matt, appreciate you having me on. You know, we just go about it during the week like a normal week. And I know a lot of people don't believe that, but we don't prepare any differently for this game than we do any other. And it's not because we don't respect it. We do. It's a different week. I mean, we know that. We know Jeffersonville is a big rival for us. They have a storied program, much like New Albany. Had great coaches and great players over the years. We feel like both programs are, you know, for all intents and purposes in Southern Indiana, the top two programs. And across the state, you know, sometimes we're even one of the top programs across the state. So we're both very proud of our traditions. It's an intense rival. I know people really enjoy going to it, and they enjoy the bragging rights that come from being a victor in that game. But, you know, by and large, I would say that our preparation for the game has been much like our preparation for any game. And, you know, that's just the way that we've gone about it since I've been here in my 21st year. It's worked out for us many times, and other times it has not.
Jim Shannon, coach of New Albany, our guest previewing tonight's big high school basketball game, which we'll have live on the Big X beginning with pregame coverage at 7:05. Recently for New Albany, you took your team to Noblesville. First time in many years outside of a couple opportunities to play in the Hall of Fame Classic that New Albany has participated in a holiday basketball tournament. You got three games against 4A programs in 2 days. There were some positives, but there were some negatives as well. You dropped two of those games. What were some of the things that you learned as a coach about your team over this holiday period playing three games in 2 days?
Well, Matt, one of the things that you have to be careful of in coaching is to take things real personal and, you know, try to do the same with our players this week. And we tried to come back and be positive, because sometimes you can go to a tournament like that and come out on the short end. In other words, we won our first game, and then we got pretty much beat pretty good by Lawrence Central. And then in preparation for that second game on that second day, we got beaten really what was a consolation situation. But, you know, you can overreact to that. Derek Stevenson, you know, our leading scorer and probably our best player, didn't play in the second half. If he doesn't play in the second half of many of the games thus far that we've played, we're probably going to struggle to win. And so that really hurt us, and yet we still had a lead in that game against Columbus North and felt like we were in the driver's seat. But at the end, we really didn't have anybody that you know, we could go to. We were used to Derek doing that. So try not to overreact to that too much. You know, it was a situation where you find out a little bit about yourself and kids find out about themselves. But, again, you just can't overreact to the holidays because you just don't know what the focus is on the holidays. Some kids, be it us or the opponent, got their mind on other things, or you get some injuries, or you just have a letdown. It can be a lot of different things. But what you don't want to do, like I said, is you don't want to overreact to that. Games are important, but the three games we played there are meaningless in the big picture. We're trying to get ready for conference, and then we're going to try to get ready for the tournament.
Talking with Jim Shannon of New Albany, previewing this big game tonight. I think one of the positives in anyone, whether they've been at your games or have followed your box scores, would probably see this, but Julian Hunter has really found a scoring role and has been much more aggressive in putting the ball up to the basket and been successful with that, even in some of those losses. Has he kind of started to come on for your team? Do you feel that's a safe estimation?
Yeah, no question. He's playing great. His rebounding's gone up. His scoring's obviously gone up. He's being more assertive. He always plays hard. He's always played so hard. He's so coachable. He wants to get better. And, you know, he's got to pick it up for us, you know, because we need help on the offensive end. So, you know, we've challenged him to do that. I think he's getting better. It's a new role for him this year. You know, like I said, the last couple of years he started for us and played great, but he was always in a supportive role with Romeo and Sean scoring most of the points. And the year before that, you know, we even had other kids, you know, that were seniors that scored. So he's always been in a role where, you know, he was always getting 7 or 8 points and 7 or 8 rebounds. You know, he's always been able to do that. Well, now we're asking him, you know, maybe not to average a double-double, but to at least try to do that. And so it's a lot to ask, but we feel like he's answered that. And like I said, he's one of the kids that I've enjoyed coaching over the years as much as I have anybody.
What about this Jeffersonville team concerns you when you scout them, when you think about playing them tonight? What are some of the things that have caught your eye as you've scouted and watched the Red Devils in preparation for tonight's game?
Well, Trey Coleman is obviously a great talent, probably, you know, obviously a D1 talent and Indiana All-Star capable, no question. You know, he's a big concern. He can really, really get to the rim as well as anybody. He's got nice moves in there. He's quick. He jumps extremely well. And if he's hitting his outside shot, you know, he's really a handful. So, obviously, he's going to concern us first and foremost. But they've got others, you know, they've got other players that can play. I think Jacob Jones does a great job at the point. He's, I think, in his third season of varsity basketball. And again, he's a lot like Trey Coleman in that when he gets to the rim, he is so dangerous. And if his mid-game, his pull-ups are going, he gets double dangerous. And if his threes are going, he's now a triple threat. And that dude can really play. And if he's got all three of those things going, just like Coleman, that's a 1-2 punch that you just, man, it's like, what do you do? So they're playing pretty well, obviously. They got a great record, a great coach, great program. They're going to be tough for us tonight. There's no question about that. But, you know, they've slipped up a few times just like we have. So I think it'll be a really good game.
Jim Shannon of New Albany, our guest. New Albany at Jeffersonville on tap tonight, 7:30 at William S. Johnson Arena. Going back on your Bulldogs for a second, a couple other players I want to bring up. Derek Stevenson, obviously, you mentioned him, playing without him for the second half of your final game at the Noblesville Holiday Tournament. Any update on him? Do you expect him to play tonight? How is his ankle injury that's what kept him out of that second half against Columbus North?
Well, he's been day-to-day, and tonight it'll be a game-time decision in pregame warm-up. So, you know, I would say it's 50-50 on whether or not he's going to play. I really don't know. And even if he does play, I don't know how hard he'll be able to go or how long he'll be able to go. We're certainly, this game's important to us, and it's important to Derek, and we're going to do all we can to get him out there, but we're not going to do anything that would hurt him for the remainder of the season, because for us, the tournament is always has been and always will be the most important thing. But so we'll see on him. But Chris Johnson's had some great games and been doing a good job for us. You know, Landon Sprigler's played great this year as the point guard. Been so happy with him and what he's been able to do. He's got into the scoring column for us a few times, and that's elevated us to another level when he can score. And in addition to the assists that he gets and running our team, so been very proud of him and Derek and Chris as our three seniors. And, of course, Trey Hurrigan's been playing really well, solid two-year starter now. Can really shoot it, and it's pretty good down low, and really helps us on the boards. So that, you know, that, and we already talked about Julian, that rounds out our five. And then, you know, what we're trying to do with our three kids coming off the bench is get them enough minutes so that by the tournament, they're no longer young kids. You know, Jordan Thomas is a sophomore, so his first year of varsity. And he's a talented kid, but, you know, he hasn't played organized basketball for a long time, so he's still trying to pick up a lot of what we're doing, and he's coming along. And you know, like I said, down the road, he's going to be something else. But for now, you know, we're just trying to get good quality minutes from him so that when we rest Trey and Julian, we don't take a step back. And there's been times when he's been able to do that for us. And then, of course, the two freshmen have been really unbelievable for us. Put them in that pressure type situation. They were in it against the likes of Lawrence Central and Carmel and Bloomington South, Floyd Central, you know, all four programs, top 10 right there that we've played, and they've been in there. So tonight will be no different. They're playing another quality team. But this rivalry is like none other. This will be different than what they're used to playing in. And so we'll see how they handle that. I'm looking forward to it. That's the challenges of coaching is, to try to give your kids confidence when, for all intents and purposes, freshmen probably should not be playing varsity basketball in a game like this, but they're good enough to play, and they're the ones that we have. They're our best players, so they got to play. And so they'll be in there tonight. Really been proud of them. Caden Stanton kind of comes in and helps us run the point when we got to rest Sprigler, but he can play the off guard too. And, of course, Tucker Bibben, really good shooter, excellent baseball player going to the University of Louisville when he graduates to play baseball. Just a heck of an athlete. He can play about any sport. And I think that, you know, both those kids are going to be really good before it's over with, and fully expect them to be two of our top players in our program in the next couple of years. But for now, they're playing roles, and they're trying to get comfortable, and it's not an easy thing to do. But we're proud of those eight, and, you know, we've been getting some good quality play out of Krebs, our junior. He's been playing a lot of JV basketball, too, but Hayden's also been coming in and giving us a few minutes here in the last couple games, so I won't be afraid to put him in the game either.
Talking with New Albany coach Jim Shannon in preparation of tonight's big rivalry game. You're an old veteran now at this rivalry series, and of course, you're from Anderson, Indiana, another great hotbed of some of the great basketball rivalries, especially in days gone by in our state. But what makes this one unique? And I'm sure this is a question you've probably been posed many, many times over your long career at New Albany. But what makes this one unique? And do you have, as a veteran coach, veteran to this series, do you have a different feeling on game days when it's the Jeff New Albany game?
Gosh, I don't know if I should give you the coach answer or the real truth. Yeah, it's a long day, man. It's a very long day. You're as a coach, you're a little more antsy for this one. You know, again, in preparation, we didn't treat it any differently. But, you know, as a coach, you know that it's a tough game. It's a big game. There's a lot of pressure, on both coaches and both programs and the kids. Try to alleviate some of that from the kids and take it on myself. Just so they can go out and play. But there's no question that when I first came to town, which seems like a, you know, a lifetime ago, this being our 21st year, I can remember people coming up to me and saying, I don't care what you do, don't lose. Don't lose to Floyd Central and Jeffersonville, and you'll be okay. Well, that first year, we kind of lost about everybody. So, you know, it's been a long time ago, but I do remember that, and some things never go away and never leave you, and that's always in the back of my head that we, you know, got to beat those two people, those two teams, and it's just kind of funny that stuck with me, and it was an elderly woman that had told me that many years ago. I can't remember who it was, to be honest with you, but yeah, it's a long day, but you know, it's a great thing to be able to be blessed this many years and be able to coach these kids in such a pressurized situation, because the feeling that you get when the game's over, if you're victorious, is there's really no other greater feeling. Now, the feeling that you get if you don't win, you know, it's like everything in life, it's crushing. And so you have to find a happy medium to where you're comfortable in your own skin, and you realize that although basketball is so important to us, it's not the only thing. So we keep things in perspective. We're going there with, you know, all intents and purposes. We want to win the game, of course, and think that we will do that. But if we don't, we're going to get ready for next week and for the rest of the season and still try to get in the conference hunt and get ready for the tournament. But we've been blessed, Matt, and I wouldn't trade spots with anybody. Been involved, I guess, in this rivalry, in this wonderful tradition of Jeff in New Albany, probably more so than any coach that's ever coached at either place, because I think I'm the longest tenured coach at either place. So, yeah, it's a pressure cooker, but, man, is it a lot of fun.
New Albany coach Jim Shannon with us as we preview the New Albany Jeff game. Coach Shannon, thanks for taking time out to join us today. Best of luck to you and the Bulldogs tonight.
Okay, thank you, Matt. Have a good day.
Absolutely. And, of course, we'll have live play-by-play of the game tonight. Lee Kelly on the call for the Big X starting about 7:05 with pregame coverage. And, in fact, if you still need a ticket and you're worried about getting there in time or don't want to stand in line or don't want to get shut out, if it is a sellout, you can go to Jeffersonville High School right next to Johnson Arena, the athletic department entrance. Till 3 o'clock today, you can purchase a ticket from the school, so you know you've got a guaranteed way into that contest tonight. That's going to wrap things up for us on this Friday program. Great to be back with you this week on a regular basis as we're now through the holidays and missing because of the holidays, a couple days off here and there, but we're rolling once again. IU victorious last night, Michigan on Sunday, New Albany Jeff in high school basketball tonight, so that means there will be plenty to talk about Monday on the program. We also look forward to unveiling a couple new things here over the first month or two of 2019 here on the Hoosier Report, so make sure you stay with us for that. And don't forget, if you missed the live show, we're always available on podcast. You can catch us on SoundCloud and also Apple Podcast as well. For SoundCloud, just point your browser directly to soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. And for Apple Podcast, you can simply search for the Hoosier Report and find us there. Have a great day. Be back with you Monday. Jeff, New Albany tonight on the Big X. IU, Michigan on Sunday. We'll talk with you next week right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.